guys. I'm Tony.
And I'm Jordan. Most people wake up early on Sunday to be in the front row at church. We wake up early on Sunday to go to the church of Formula One.
Monaco was the race.
Yes, your favorite race, Monaco.
My favorite race. My favorite track.
Yes, after we didn't get one in Imola, for good reason.
For sure.
With their bad flooding, and your boy Yuki was...
He was out there helping.
He was out with a shovel and cleaning up, and...
He's a good guy.
He is. Yuki is a good guy.
He really is. He's super cute.
He gets mad in the car, but he's a good guy, so...
No, I agree.
Yeah, I mean, we had a unexpected week off, but...
Now we're back, and we're back in Monaco. We're back,
so we got Monaco, and it was
it got not, interesting.
It wasn't overly fun kind of in the middle of it, and then it got a lot better.
Yeah, no, I agree. So we started out, so with Monaco, there's 78 laps, 19 turns, and overtaking is pretty hard to do on this track.
Yeah.
It can be done.
Yeah, it definitely can be done. It's not a big overtaking track, though, but people still can make it happen.
Yep. So we started on the grid for Max Alonso and Esteban. That's who started. We're in first, second, third. What were your predictions on how it was going to end up?
My predictions were I thought the top three would remain the top three, but the order would change. And not significantly. I had Alonso getting ahead of Max and then followed up with Ocon. So I thought Alonso might get his first win in quite a while. I think it was like 10 years, I think they said, would be his first win. And
he felt pretty confident.
He did. Yeah, going in, he did have some confidence. And
which is totally understandable because he's been doing so well.
Yeah. I mean, it's more the norm this season how good Aston Martin is. Mainly him more so than Stroll, but...
Right.
It still is kind of crazy that it is Aston Martin that is doing so well. Just they aren't a team that you would expect.
And he just is. I know we've touched on this in previous episodes. You can just tell the happiness that he has.
When he's not smelling the flowers behind the interviewers.
You know, but like he does seem genuinely happier where he's at.
Yeah, he does seem like he's having fun. And it's kind of cool. And I've probably talked about it in previous episodes where before he went to Aston Martin, I didn't necessarily
care for him.
Yeah,
neither did I.
He was just kind of rude, and you know, and I'm sure it was just because he was
didn't
he was,
seem happy.
Yeah, and I'm sure he wasn't. And like now with him being at a team where he's doing well, he's happy, he's having fun.
He gets along well with Stroll.
It makes me like him more and more the more I see him as that way. Whereas he was, you know, when he was at Alpine and he hated it.
And he didn't really care for Ocon. Like they didn't work well together.
No, they didn't. And I mean, I think they had one thing that was where it was good when they were in a race. But other than that, yeah, they didn't get along. So it is cool that he's at a team and he is doing well at that team. And it's one that people didn't necessarily think would be where they're at. So
right.
It's kind of cool to see, though. But yeah, that was my predictions for it. What did you have?
So I had Alonso, Max, and Sainz.
Oh, okay.
I thought that he might get up there. I wasn't sure if Ocon would have been able to just
kind of
keep it where he was at. Yeah, but I mean, it didn't turn out like that. But that's okay, right?
Oh, Ferrari with there. Because I know Sainz had some issues with Ferrari in there. Their calls and their strategy is Ferrari's known for now.
I know
he was mad. They're like, well, Hamilton's behind you and I don't care about Hamilton.
Or when they were like, box, no, don't box.
They just kept doing that. And I mean, they've done that before.
Yeah.
With Leclerc, it's happened. And
I swear, what the hell are you guys doing? Carlos did was yell this race. He was just constantly yelling.
Yeah, he was
on the radio.
He was pretty pissed off this race. And I mean, I get it.
Yeah.
But I don't know. It doesn't get you anywhere because, I mean, Ferrari clearly isn't going to change anything. So,
right.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy. Speaking of Ferrari, in the off week, the rumors of Ferrari signing a deal or working on a deal with Hamilton. What do you think of that?
I saw this stuff. Like, I saw all the social media and everything like that. And honestly, I just thought it was like fake news. There you go. You know, like fake news. People are just stirring the pot kind of thing. Like, I just
people were bored, didn't have stuff to report on during that week.
Yeah. I just feel like that wasn't something that was legit. Just because I feel like even though Lewis might not be doing as good as he's done in the past, he does have such a strong relationship with Mercedes that he wouldn't leave to Ferrari.
Well, and then he's been frustrated with the car. That's not going to be any better at Ferrari.
Or their strategy.
I mean, he's going to be even more like just mentally over it. Right. If he was to go there. So I do. And he even kind of said, you know, oh, it must have been that they didn't have anything to report on during the week. So he said that too. And I mean, you know, part of that could be him putting the rumor
to rest.
But at the same time, I mean, who knows? I don't see it happening. I wouldn't see him going to Ferrari knowing the dumpster fire that they definitely can be.
Yeah, no, I get that. And I mean,
Mercedes, yeah, they're not where they are, but they're not far off. It's not like they're any worse off than Ferrari to where it's like, yeah, I need to make this move to get that.
Exactly. No, I totally agree with you.
But it was just kind of funny that people jump out. And I feel like it even happened his last contract negotiation because I saw random Photoshop pictures of him in a Ferrari.
Yeah.
Like all of their hat and shirt and stuff that uniform they do. Uniform and
whatever, yeah.
It's just like, I think it's just an ongoing one. And I know coming from that world, I'm sure Ferrari is one that people kind of have dreamed of being a part of. But it's not the same Ferrari that Schumacher dominated at. It's not the same Ferrari that Vettel was doing good at. Because even towards the tail end of him being there, they were not what they're known for. Because I know they have a history of a great team, great cars, winning. Not so much lately. So I wouldn't necessarily see him leaving. But it was just kind of funny.
Yeah, no. Fake news. I agree. I think it's fake news. So the track that we were at, well, that the race was at, they had to use two different compounds on this race. And that, I think people used more than two because
they did.
They had to.
There was some transition switching going on for sure.
Yeah. So what I know that there were people that, like some of them, like Max was doing really well, like holding on to his tires. I feel like he didn't pit for a hot minute.
No, he made it a ways into the race. He was managing the tires very well and still just pulling ahead without burning through his tires.
Yeah, he was doing Max really well.
Pretty good at.
Yeah. And then, like we said in the beginning, I feel like it was just like, you know, everyone was racing. It is a track where it's hard to overtake. So it's either like you're trying, people are trying super, super hard and it doesn't like end up for them where there's like mishaps. I feel like, you know, a little bumping and tapping.
Yeah, there was a decent amount of that going on.
Yeah. Or people were just, they were just going through the track, you know, but then I was telling Jord as we were watching the race, I was like, I think the race gods were like, let's mix it up and throw some rain in there. And they mixed it up.
The rain did make it a lot more interesting.
Like we had people sliding off. You were like, it's an ice skating rink.
Yeah, signs. It looked like he was on ice and he was just like sliding in slow motion. And yeah, they were having some issues out there. And then, I mean, early on, what Red Bull had going for them with Perez being where he was because he crashed in qualifying. So
he started really.
He started
last.
He did. And they were kind of having him be almost the guinea pig for Max. So they put the intermediate tires on him first, you know, when the rain kind of started to be like, oh, okay, here's what's going on. And But yeah, there were a few that
we had waited. A lot of wings getting changed out.
Yeah, that happened too. So
multiple, like not there just
was,
one.
No, there was a few where they had hit that front and had to change that out.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it was, the rain did make it a lot more of an interesting race because it was just kind of, like you said, just watching it kind of going with the flow of it. But that made it more interesting for sure. And there were some calls that maybe weren't great because I know Alonso, he pitted and they did not put the intermediates on. He got out. I think he did a lap and came back in to put intermediates on. And even the announcers were saying that on the radio, he was kind of questioning them why they weren't doing it. He's one that he's been around. He knows what he's doing. He's very like race minded.
Very intelligent. He thinks
about it.
Yeah.
Like he knows a lot. And I mean, I would lean on him if I was that team, but yeah, that rain made it a lot more fun.
Yeah. And I mean, we only had one car retire and it was Stroll. Mm-hmm. He was out and it took him, it was like towards the end too.
He made it a ways into it. Yeah.
So,
it wasn't anything.
Not that I could see that was like,
it's not like he had a crazy crash. It might have just been, and they didn't even really touch on it a whole lot and kind of say what it was. So could have just been, you know, engine trouble, whatever. And had him.
Yeah.
Stop and end it at that. But
so the race results, we had Verstappen in first place, Alonso in second, and Esteban in third.
He did hold
which
on.
Which was really awesome. We had Lewis in fourth, George in fifth, sixth, we had Charles, seventh, we had Pierre Gasly, eight, we had Carlos, nine, Lando, and 10, we had Oscar. Piastri. And McLaren. So that
got
was
into some points,
both of them. So that's actually pretty good. Yeah. We haven't seen that.
No, really no, much. They, you know, there's all the jokes about them being an orange tractor. And I mean, they kind of have been lately. So them both getting into the points was interesting. With both Mercedes being ahead of Ferrari and, you know, this race, Mercedes had their upgrades to their car,
right.
More of the side pod, kind of more what we're used to seeing on the cars instead of their zero pod design. So, I mean, and they were even saying that it was planned on being updates at Imola, but that didn't happen. And this one's a little harder to test and to check, but based on their results and, you know, in practice and qualifying, and it's definitely not making anything worse.
Yeah. I do want to see it in a different on a different track for sure, just because this
next
one
week will be kind
of just cool because this one, it is when where you're at is kind of where you're at, you know, so I do want to see it on a different track, so I'm gonna wait to comment, you know, how I feel about their car.
No, I think it's cool that they're evolving and updating, and they know their plan isn't working, so they've kind of pivoted, and it will be good to see. And like you said, you don't really know for sure, but I mean, seeing this week kind of where they were finishing,
they weren't any
how they
worse.
Were doing, it's promising.
Yeah, but and we'll Lewis see what got happens. Fastest lap.
He did, yes. Got that in before the rain too. So
yeah,
that worked out
that's
for him.
Really awesome. So let's talk about driver of the day.
Yes.
So we had, it says driver of the day, who everyone voted for, majority.
Do I? Yes.
No, well, it was Ocon.
Yes.
And so who did you vote for?
I voted for Ocon.
So did I.
Because Alpine isn't a bad team, but him being up there kind of surrounded by Verstappen and Alonso and Hamilton and, you know, him being up there and he handled it well. He didn't make any mistakes. He did what he had to do. Stayed where he was and got on the podium. So, that was my...
I thought he did really good, too. And I feel like he was calm and collected and, you know, was just doing the best that he could do. I feel like he...
Yeah, I mean, you did didn't really well. Hear much one way or the other. He was just consistent and...
Exactly.
Stayed where he needed to be. And, I mean, if we're going to be honest, I was hoping he would win later on because I made a bet on him to win.
So we are actually recording here in Mesquite, Nevada.
Yes.
And we are from Utah. So we just did a quick trip down here. We brought all of our podcasting stuff down. We're recording in a hotel room. And we took a drive down to Vegas. And
yeah, we couldn't make an F1 bet here.
Yeah, they didn't have that here.
So when we were in Vegas, I had to make a bet on it. And I was kind of pulling for him because of my bet. Even though, you know, I've said, oh, I'm not the biggest fan of his and stuff like that. But
his odds were good.
But his odds were good. And I'm one that likes to take the
risk, the chance.
The little bit of a risk. Not like, you know,
Logan Sargent
or anything. Yeah, those odds would have been sweet, but obviously for good reason. That's why the odds are what they are. But yeah, so it would have been kind of cool to see him. And then, you know, I had to bet on Hamilton because originally when I looked at the odds, it was plus 4,400. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, he's number 44. This is a sign.
Yeah.
And then went up and made my bet and enough people, I guess, thought that. Mm-hmm. So the odds had changed, but still made the bet. So neither of those panned out, but
it was still fun.
Max's odds were not good, so I wasn't going to do it. But it was fun.
It's fun because it's something that we can't do in our state. You know, gambling is illegal.
Yeah, I know
illegal,
we have so. the like FanDuel or DraftKings. One of those has F1 on it, and you can do kind of the fantasy thing, but it's not like betting on a single person to win. So it was fun to get to do that, and maybe some more races into the future I'll be able to do that as well. But yeah, it was fun.
You guys, we literally walked around all down the strip looking for F1 merch because it's their first year doing a race in Vegas. We would think that they'd be advertising it, you know, having at least some merch, maybe a hat or something.
Something promoting the
race.
Vegas race.
As it's going to be, because I feel like a pretty big race.
Oh, they'll definitely go all out. So it was very shocking. I mean, we went from New York down to
Caesars
and thinking, you know, any of those, because they're driving in front of Caesars. That was a big one when they were in Vegas. That's where they had all their stuff. They're driving in front of Bellagio. You would think, you know,
right.
You would think you would see it. And from like F1 and Vegas, like all of them from their standpoint, it would make sense to get people excited
and for sure. Like, that's why I was like, no, there has to be somewhere that has F1 merch. We can't afford
to go to the race.
What we'd love to have a hat. Yeah, like let us just have something. But definitely they should have, I feel like, planned that out a little bit. We went to one casino on the old strip and they had one thing.
They had the standard Mercedes team shirt and a Red Bull hat. Nothing Vegas specific. Nothing, you know, it's like, and it was probably just someone there. So, oh, let's put this in. And, you know, it's a smart plan. But yeah, I was very surprised because, you know, when we were in Austin and all of the races have their specific hats and shirts and stuff.
Right.
And I don't do it for a living, but I would think you might want to build up some excitement.
Yeah,
because they shot promo stuff.
Exactly.
Where they're all in their sparkly jackets and throwing cards and throwing money. And like, why not be selling that? And you have Caesars, you have those forum shops, you have places to do it. And
that people, I feel people like, would buy.
Especially with it being its first, you know, build up that excitement. And it's already there, but just keep it going. Started early and, you know, just keep it through all year instead of just
during now
you can
time.
Get stuff in the end of October. The race is in November. Like, start it now.
Yeah.
Why not? You aren't going to miss anything.
They're not sold out. There are still tickets. Not that I would spend $8,000 on a ticket, but there are people that would.
That was the fancy one. That was the hospitality one, the $8,000. I think the cheapest is T-Mobile. Some T-Mobile zone, I think they're $2,000 a ticket, which
still
is crazy. Like, you're just pricing normal people out of it, and it sucks.
It does suck, especially because there are fans that would love to do
that. You know, we've said it multiple times. We would love to go, but that's just we can't pay that to get out there to see it and, because like, you don't justify it.
And like, you don't, the tickets alone are $2,000. Okay. That's not putting
the hotel rooms at least the flight
or the drive down here, the food, all of those things.
Yeah.
You know,
and I guess what, I mean, I don't know how they're going to do it with this race. When you look at tickets, it's like food and non-alcoholic drinks are included. I don't know what that means. Is it, oh, you get a plate of food, you can have a Coke, or like, what do they do? How are they going to do it? So, I mean, it might be cool to kind of see how it works.
Yeah.
And then if it's like, oh, maybe that is worth it. But still, I mean, even when, you know, the Raiders moved there, hotel rooms are ridiculous when there's a Raiders game. Hotel rooms are going to be ridiculous when there's an F1 race. So it's like they've just priced normal people out. It's kind of like Monaco of America.
Yes.
Because it's like all the celebrities show up and it's more of the spectacle, which, yeah, that gets people interested. That gets people watching that wouldn't. But the people who do like it can't go.
Exactly. And like, it makes me think, I'm like, okay, well, like, yeah, if we bought the tickets and we decided, okay, let's stay in Mesquite. It's an hour drive, but then it's a night race. So mm-hmm. just to think about driving in the night to come back to the it just doesn't make sense, you know, to try to save.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just hard because, like, you know, like, you're on the strip watching the race. You're like, oh, I want to have a few drinks or something. You know, like,
so yeah,
you don't want to drive.
You like, need to be there. Yeah.
Exactly. It's just hard. It is just hard. It sucks, but, you know.
Maybe like after it happens this year, people have a better idea of how stuff is. Maybe it'll be, you know, to where we'll have a better idea and see if it's something that would be worth it at some point. But
yeah, no, I totally agree with that. I'm really hoping that, you know, we'll see what happens. I'm excited to watch it, though. You know, I'm really excited. No,
it'll be cool to watch it, have a new race, you know, get to watch that for the first time. That will be fun and it'll be cool. And we'll see. I mean, you know, you kind of look at stuff in the track. We'll see if the track's cool or not, because it's kind of not the coolest layout, not the best layout, but it'll still be fun to watch.
No, just, for sure.
Just for it being a new race, like a brand new race. That will be cool. But yeah, and I mean, as far as this week,
nothing too exciting for us to touch on. Other than the fun rain that came in.
The rain was pretty cool, but I mean.
And Esteban getting third. You know, that's really about it.
Him getting his podium and Max and Alonso, as it's usually Max and Alonso at this point.
Both up there.
You know, there were a couple things, the new Mercedes car. We'll see how that is. We'll get a better idea next week. So that'll be kind of cool to see. They're Spain is where they're at now. So
yep, I'll be excited.
It'd be kind of cool if Alonso does well in Spain for sure. Him, because that'd be way cool to see.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, this week was.
That's about it. Yeah.
It was just a typical race with Max winning.
Yep. Nope. I think that's it, guys.
But yeah, we will talk to everyone next week after Spain, and maybe it'll be an exciting one, and maybe Mercedes will have their car figured out even more and continue to kind of put some pressure on Alonso. Because
Max out
Red here. Bull's it, Red Bull's out. He won by like 30 something seconds almost. I think it was 20 something, but it's just that car.
It's out of this ridiculous world. Yeah. It's uncomparable.
It's like he's just playing all the memes you see where it's like someone playing like the F1 simulator with their, you know, they're sitting on their steering. They're just driving there on the phone, answering it and talking to all their friends and doing all. That's pretty much what I feel like Max is doing.
Yeah. He's just chilling.
He's just hanging out and
just
well ahead of everyone. So hopefully they can all get up there and at least try to challenge second place for now, and then maybe get to a point where they're challenging Red Bull. But who knows? And we'll find out, I guess. I don't know.
Yep. Thanks, guys, for listening, and we'll talk to you next week.
Okay, we'll see you.